Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
work. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? You and gonna know you
Every tongue is going to confess. Every knee is going to drop to the ground, God, upon your appearances. Hallelujah. But until, God, you come in that cloud, one of these historical mornings, we will continually to come and go as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on the night, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the partners of their iniquity. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, grace me your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those of you that are hurting deep down in the epitome of yourself. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we will allow the church to say, amen and amen. I thank you for allowing me into your workspace, allowing me into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your digital dial. I just thank God for all of my faithful and loyal listeners out there. And I want you to know this one thing. Hallelujah. That God has a blessing in store for you, you and you. You know, God, he doesn't allow us to do any good deed without rewarding us. Not that he owes us anything. But that's just the way God loves on you and I, his children. And so, for you, taking out your busy schedule to tune into the old ship of Zion, to hear what thus says the Lord, God has got a blessing. And it's engraved in your name. It's not engraved in anyone else's name. But it is engraved with your name on it. I want you to be blessed. I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. I'm asking you to get a cushion to position your posture. Take your shoes off. Get comfortable. You can get your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Get your Bibles, your tablets, your pen, and your paper. And go along with me as I go into the Word of God. I want you to now go with me as we go into a live service. May God bless you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Our sermon on tonight entitled, Your Disrespect Toward God Will Be Rewind. We'll say that one more time. Your disrespect toward God will be rewind. And we're going to go right on into our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads this. I, myself, always strive to have a conscience without offense toward God and man. That scripture reading is coming out of the Law of Acts 24:16. All right, we're going to go on into our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. He was wounded for our transgressions. That scripture reading is coming out of the Law of Isaiah 53:5. And our final key scripture for tonight reads this. They have all turned aside. They have together become corrupt. That scripture reading is coming out of the Law of Psalms 14:3. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your word. Today, Jesus called out, you are my people. To people who will say, you are my God. We find out that God has empowered the community of faith to symbolically represent the living God to the world in a Hosea-like way. Hallelujah. We cannot ignore the hopelessness. We cannot ignore the despair and fear that overwhelms, hallelujah, our culture. We have no choice but to form a Hosea and a Gomer alliance so that God's people may be reconciled to him. God's instructions do not permit us to set limits on our patience or perimeters around our comfort zone. We must be obedient to God and accept the challenge to reach out. The brothers and sisters within our community must know that he sees them. That scripture reading is found in the law of Genesis 16 and 13. That he knows all about their circumstances, that he loves them, and that he is calling them back to him. Our prayer would be, Lord, help me to discern hopelessness. Help me to discern despair and fear in your people. Give me the understanding and wisdom to know what I must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help me to remain faithful to you, my never-changing God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We know that. Thank you, Jesus. God's children, if we don't listen to that voice deep down inside that tells us what we should and should not do, we continually to live in bondage. But a cleansed conscience brings freedom. Some people have no strong basis for making godly decisions. Their conscience is weak, and they can be easily swayed by the behavior of others. Then there are those whose conscience is defiled. The standard by which they measure good and evil is corrupted. Not only corrupted, but polluted. Not only polluted, but impure. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Titus 1 and 15. But the saddest of all are those who have a serious conscience. You can find that in the law of 1 Timothy 4 and 2. They have resisted that inner voice for so long that they no longer hear what it has to say. But you ask, how can we have a clean conscience? We must repent of our sins and return to our Creator. We must ask him to conform our desires and behaviors to his word and then be careful to obey it. Hallelujah. We know that there's a treasure you can own that's greater than a crown or throne. This treasure is a conscience clear that brings the sweetest peace and cheer. We find out that conscience is a trustworthy compass when God's word is your true north. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We know that pain and abject horrible excruciating pain, unrelenting, unbearable, unspeakable pain with each slashed across Jesus' back. And with every muscle burning, step up Golgotha's hill. Our Savior received the punishment for our sins. In our let's make everything okay world, we often look at sin and wonder, what's this big deal? After all, our sin isn't so bad. If we lie a little or cheat just a bit, what's the harm? If we gossip, some or use coarse language a few times? Whom will it hurt? What's so bad about sin, you might ask? I want to encourage your heart on tonight. Sin is bad because of what it put Jesus through. Yes, our sins was the reason for the torment that Jesus suffered as he made his way to the cross. And as he hung on that cross and ultimately died a horrible death. Of course, we can never undo what has been done. That pain can never be reversed. Yet we must understand that if we continue to sin knowingly, we are in effect turning our back on Jesus and his pain. It's as if we're saying that it doesn't matter to us what we put Jesus through. We're going to do what we want. To sin in the light of the cross is to tell Jesus that even his intense suffering has not taught us about the awfulness of sin. Why is sin so bad, you might ask, Overseer Ward? Thank you, Jesus. We know that to look at sin, you are to look from his head to his hands, his feet. Sorrow and love flow mingled down. Didn't even such love and sorrow meet? Of thrones composed so rich a crown. Jesus took our sins, my sin and your sins and our sins, so that we might have his salvation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And so, we know that sin is running rapidly in our world. There are millions of unborn babies killed in the U.S. in the name of convenience. Evil has not dropped off the face of the earth. As followers of Jesus, we must steadfastly resist the effort of our world to minimize the reality of sin. We must agree with God that there is none who does good. No, not one. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 14:3. Recognizing sin of nation is easier than admitting our own personal sin. But we need to confess the specific sins we commit against our holy God. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, 1 John 1:10. You can call your sin sin and confess it to God. If we would know God's power to heal and cleanse us from within, we must acknowledge when we're wrong, confessing sin as sin. We know that Jesus can cleanse any sin, but is powerless to forgive and excuse. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We find out Paul, in the law of Romans 7, it's as if he felt that something dead was strapped to him and accompanied him wherever he went. We know that as children of God, we long for purity and holiness. Yet at times we feel helpless bound to the dead body of our flesh. Even though we are new creatures in Christ, and we know the physical body itself is not evil, the tendency to sin is always with us. This causes us to cry out with the apostle, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" Verse 24. Paul answered his own cry in chapter 8. He said that through the forgiveness of Christ, we are freed from eternal condemnation. Then by the strength of the indwelling Holy Spirit, we are empowered to do the will of God. And someday in heaven, these mortal bodies of ours will be redeemed. We are not hopelessness bound by the flesh, praise God. Christ broke the power of sin. We can serve him in newness of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. At times, sin's power within grows strong. Too strong, it seems, for us to bear. But Jesus says, look unto me. I broke sin's power, so don't despair. Hallelujah, Jesus. To overcome sin, we must starve the old nature and feed the new. You know, those of us that has been disrespectful toward God, I want you to know this one thing, that the books of life will be opened. God's word said that the 66 books will be opened. And there's another book that will follow the 66 books. And that book, my friend, is the book of life. Your life will unfold before you and God and the whole world to see. If I were you, I would watch how I treat God. Because when you be disrespectful, you're not being disrespectful to God's representative, God's missionary, God's preacher, God's apostle, God's servant. But you are being disrespectful to God himself. See, God is my boss man. He gives me my itinerary. He gives me my assignment. He told me to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth shall be baptized, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Just remember, on the day that God will open up the book of life and reveal what has been done in your body. May it be good, or may it be not so good. God is going to judge you accordingly to the deeds that has been done in this old mortal body. And before Andy, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program is for a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you will certainly encourage us in your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to change the dynamic of the program. We're going to bring you hymns of Zion to inject your spirit and to enlighten your load of burdens that you might be encountering on today. So I'm asking you to listen up. This buzz is for you. Can we meet again across these skyways and highways? You're most certainly encouraged to go with God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. I love you.
Thank you. Now, Lord, you're mine. Jesus, I surrender.